I think just my work and practice, the guys and the coaching staff have had more faith in me. I've shown that what I do, I can do consistently. And they kind of just thought that it was a good idea to kind of put me and Gus similar minutes, but letting me get that shot of energy off the start.
Where are you at in terms of, have we seen the best of you? Have you still got another level to go?
I mean, I want always I can get better, always. And always do more, can always increase. Right now, I think I got to work on my offensive post game a lot. I think when I increase that and then work on a mid-range shot and then just always adding things to my game, sticking to like the basics of what I do best.
As a high-energy player, is it easier for you to start a game than it is to come into a game?
I think it doesn't really matter for me. It's whatever the team needs. I think that what the team needs is more important because some rotations you need that energy. And I think guys like me, Greg, guys like that off the bench, sometimes it helps because the game might not be going the pace you wanted to go at. And then you bring those guys off the bench and they bring immediate energy. And then sometimes you start guys like me and it starts off the energy and defense and to kind of put team on the back foot of things.
So you don't think this is a definite, you'll stay at the start of there could be some fluctuation depending on
I mean, I think of course you can always break down the numbers and find out differences. But I think personally when I start, I think I have a different impact than when I'm coming off the bench. But either way, I have to impact the game with energy and rebounding. But when I'm able to start, I can kind of start the game with that versus in coming in. Because sometimes Gus has very, very great first quarter, so sometimes I get into about 2 minutes in. And at that point, energy off the bench is it's crucial, but it's not as impactful as if I started the game.
What have you made of the team's performances?
I don't think so. I think we've been playing good. I think we probably lost our wildcat way a couple times, but we've never felt like teams were outworking us. Kind of we outworked ourselves, or we didn't come locked in as we should have.
Where do you think you rank compared to the other centers in the league? Do you think you're up there with the best?
I mean, I'm going to always think I can compete with the best of the best. No matter what league I'm in, I think I can compete. But I don't worry about where I rank at. I just know whoever I'm going against that game, that's where I got to be better than.
Can you see yourself playing 30-minute games?
For sure. Whatever the team needs, I can play.
A couple of criticism from me on the outside over a couple of weeks. Did you hear it, and how did you handle it?
I never really pay attention to that stuff. I mean, no matter where you play, no matter what you do, you can have your best game and somebody will still be a critic. You can't kind of pay attention to that stuff because it doesn't really affect you. It kind of just negatively impacts you, and you'll worry about the wrong things. You just got to make sure you're holding your own weight and you bring what you bring to the game every game.
Did anyone speak to you about it? Try to just make sure that you were cool with things?
Personally, no one said anything to me. I mean, the coaching staff have always had faith in me since the beginning. They just told me what they needed me to do. If I had a game where I had less than 5 rebounds, me personally, I take that as a problem because I should never have a game of less than 5 rebounds unless I'm playing maybe less than 5 minutes. But I see that as my personal thing. No one's ever came to me and said that.
How's your relationship with Trevor? You sort of rode you quite hard at training a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. You got to appreciate coaches like that. I had a coach in college tell me as a player you should worry when they stop getting on you because that's when they don't care anymore. But Trev's always been on me, so I take that as a positive thing because he wants the best out of me and the best what I can bring to the team.
Matchup against Melbourne on Friday, what do you expect?
I think it's going to be a great battle. I mean, Boone's a great player. They got other guys that are pretty good, and we got a new import, so something we haven't scouted before. So I think it's going to be a great game, but if we play our style of basketball, we'll be fine.
They're a different team to when you met them last, obviously changing imports and their attitude and the way they're playing is different as well, it seems. Are you expecting a vastly different lineup?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they're on a 6-game win streak, so they're going to come in here pretty high energy, high motor with their tails up. So we just got to be sure we're ready to play Wildcat style of basketball. Coming to compete, we shouldn't have anything to worry about.
That energy that you talked about earlier, when a team is on a streak, is that it's important therefore to hit them early?
For sure, it has to come off the jump ball. You can't wait to let something like that happen because that's what I think in games like Adelaide, you kind of wait to see how another team plays and then they put you on the back foot. You don't want to be that way, so you want to make the first punch and then let them be on the back foot and retreat, and you go from there.
You've got a lot of weapons. Are there any things you've worked out as a team, like keys to take away from?
I think more so we've just worked on execution because for us that's pretty big. And if you come into a game expecting just to win, more times than not you'll lose. But if you lock in on the scout and the game plan, you should be fine. We have a great coaching staff and we have assistant coaches that put day in and day out of scout. So when guys don't pay attention to that scout, that's when we kind of look like a little stag out there. But when guys are locked in, you see when we played Melbourne the second time this season, everyone was locked in, everyone contributed.
Do you know much about that import?
I think I played against him maybe once or twice, but I don't know much about him, actually.
It sounds like the start's going to be important. They're worried about you guys jumping out
the crowd behind you, that sort of thing. Is that you being conscious
of that? I don't think any of our guys are kind of worried about that. We see every player as just the opposing player. We're not really worried about anything other than competing. So when we got new guys that go against that we haven't played against so far, you just go in knowing the scout. You trust the assistant coaches that they'll recruit and see what they can see from that guy, and they'll tell you how to play them, and that's how we'll play.
What about the start of the match, though? Are you conscious that they'll be coming for you early? They want to get
on the team? I mean, I don't think so. I think most teams kind of stick to their game plan, because if they try to attack a certain player, kind of goes out of their game plan. I've showed that I can play great defense. I don't think Boone will come at me any differently than he comes at another big. I think it'll just be a competitive game.
Thanks, Jason. Thank you very much.